We're going to spend a couple of minutes here talking wagering from DraftKings. The director of their race and sports operation, John Abello, joins us here on The Fan. How are you, John?
Jody, I'm doing great. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming on. Know that you guys just got cleared for putting out wagers on horse racing, but you've got to do so on a hard number. Don't have the capabilities of going pari mutuel the way they do on track or online with those that handle those type of bets. I'm a horse racing fan, so you know I'm happy that this is now being offered. As a guy who's been involved in wagering for as long as you have, and specifically horse racing, is it going to work the way that you guys are going to handle horse racing going forward?
I think so, Jody. This is what we're going to do today. You know, moving forward, we'll see. So Monmouth's got a great card today, and there's five races that we're offering to the people that are on our app and hopefully at our resort and down in resorts, you know, walking up to the counter, but certainly on the mobile app. And what we're going to offer is win wagering on the race itself and what we call matchups. Now, I don't know if you ever bet a matchup.
Sure.
I'm actually the innovator of the matchup back in 1989. And so we're offering them on each race, and that's horse against horse. So your horse doesn't actually have to win the race, just has to beat the horse who we've matched it up against. So there are the two types of bets that we're offering, the win only on each race, those five races, and a matchup on each of those five races.
What's your matchup in Haskell?
In Haskell, we matched up King for a Day against Mucho Gusto. King for a Day is -125, which means you put up 125 to win 100.
Right.
And Mucho Gusto is even money.
Okay, that sounds like a fair wager. You've got the win odds set as well. Is Maximum Security your favorite for the race?
He is. He's even money for the race, but we actually have an odds boost, which we do a lot of that. On our DraftKings digital product, you know, the mobile app. And the boost on him is +$1.30. So if anybody is, you know, a participant of ours on our app or wants to sign up, you can get Maximum Security at +$130, which you and I know is a great price.
Yeah, it is. And we don't really know that. He could go off at 4-5 or he might go off at 7-5, and then it will determine what you could have done if you'd gone the other way rather than bet it in advance at a locked-in number. But as we sit here right now, I would say, yes, +$130 is a pretty damn good number for Maximum Security. I do believe he's going to win today. Another question for you on the odds boost stuff, and I know you guys do that. I don't remember who it was. Somebody told me about it. They made the wager that it was either you guys or another wagering outlet that offered odds boost.
It was the Warriors. Probably.
On the Warriors,
right.
Yes.
The Warriors at +514. That was us.
Oh, you got lucky. You cashed in big because everybody took the Warriors at an advanced number, and they ended up coming up short.
Yeah, the reason we used +514, that was the day that PASPA was repealed, and that was on May 14th. So
right.
We used 514 +514 on Golden State. Yeah, we had a lot of money on Golden State, and unfortunately for the players, they didn't get there.
Yes, it was. And it was a good offer. I know everybody lost who took the Warriors, but it was still a heck of a bet. Sometimes you make a good bet, smart bet, and you end up losing. That's why they call it gambling. John Abello from DraftKings is our guest here on The Fan. All right, John, you guys are stepping into the horse racing business. You just gave a couple examples of what you're offering today. Is there any fear that by the time we get to past 1 o'clock and I start the races down at Monmouth that it's just going to become too much? You lay a lot of plans in place and the like, and then Mother Nature laughs at you. There are people that are up in arms that they're even racing today at Monmouth because of the unbelievable temperatures they're going to be asked to race in. What kind of effect do you think we'll have if at some point the powers that be at Monmouth decide, no, this is not worth gambling on, we're better off canceling the card?
We would just follow suit there. I already know that Saratoga canceled today. If Mama elects to cancel, then then everything that we are offering will also be canceled. And the powers that be at Monmouth will make a wise decision, hopefully, because we don't want to have any horses injured today. We don't have any horses passing away. We want to make sure it's a nice, smooth day of racing, as every day should be. So whatever happens, Jody, we will follow suit.
Understood. And if they cancel, you just refund anybody who makes a wager on any of those wagers that you put out there and offered today for the card at Monmouth. I do want to ask you about your golf wagering, because I'm sitting here watching the Open, and it's one of the things I enjoy. And before they ever had legalized gambling here on the East Coast, Vegas only, I used to have a friend who would go put stuff in London for me, as a matter of fact. And I've always enjoyed wagering on golf in the major events, not the week in, week out, but just the Masters and the Opens and the PGA and the like. How prevalent is that for you guys since you opened up over a year ago? How big is your golf betting grouping?
Golf betting is big, and especially on the majors, as you mentioned. The majors are usually the ones that handle the most money by far over the daily tournaments. And what's made it even bigger, Jody, is the in-game wagering, where you can continue to bet the golf as the matches are going on. So this morning when the guys teed off, that was not the end of it. If you wanted to continue to play, you could play throughout the day. And so I think that's why the golf handle is going to continue to grow, because of that in-game wagering.
That is fun, can be a lot of fun, and not surprised. All right, NFL just around the corner, which I know you guys will be huge with, but right now you can put down future wages and the like. How vigorous is your participation for those who want to take their July shots at predicting who's going to win the Super Bowl? How's future wagering going at DraftKings these days for NFL championships?
Well, yeah, right now we have everything up. We have the NFL to win the championship. We have the NFL to win the conferences, divisions, regular season wins, as well as all of that on all 130 college teams, regular season plus college first week lines up. Of course, being in the Jersey area, there's a bias there on some of the teams that are bet on the future side, and as well, the Eagles are always bet heavily, the Giants, the Jets. Those three teams usually grab quite a bit of money from the future side, but it's spread out pretty good. I mean, there's some pretty lucrative odds out there, and I think it's best to probably take your shots now on some teams you may think are going to have a good season, whereas maybe the bookmakers aren't looking at those teams, and that's how you make money in future books. It's not, I don't think it's wise to bet short prices on teams before the season starts. Maybe once the season starts, if they start off a little weaker, maybe those odds will get boosted up and you get a better price. But if your Patriots are always the favorite, it's amazing how this team, just in year in and year out, is able to put a quality team together regardless of what that personnel is on the field.
Do you have
hats off to that coaching staff?
Sorry. Do you have any odds boost available on futures in the NFL right now? Maybe to balance some of the Jet, Giant, Eagle action you're taking because of geography.
It's funny, Jody. What we do is the teams that we have the most, and we don't have any boost right now because the Open is the quality event of the weekend, as well as baseball right now, but it's funny how we'll take a team that we have tons of money on and boost them up. So at times we'll boost the Eagles, we'll boost the Giants, we'll boost the Jets, even though we've taken quite a bit of money on those sides. So it's not like we try to balance it out and try to grab money on other teams. We're actually trying to keep our customers happy with the odds, the offerings that we have. So we're about getting the customer, retaining the customer, and giving the best possible service we can.
If you're a horse racing fan and you're a DraftKings supporter, they're doing you solid today by offering you action on today's Haskell. John, appreciate it greatly. Thanks for coming on. Have a good day. Stay inside. Stay cool.
Thank you, Jody. Same to you and all the listeners out there.